What I would suggest you do is take pages 4, and if you'll flip to page 5, you'll see the same sheet, the same examples, with no answers as far as the letter names or their placements on the keyboard and the staff. If you would review these two pages and maybe run a few copies of page 5, again, put it by the phone for when someone calls you that you don't have to give your utmost attention. Maybe you could just quickly scratch down the names of these notes on the staff as well as on the keyboard. Again, just another way to familiarize yourselves with looking at the staff and understanding it's just a picture of the topography of a keyboard.